It's getting a little darker out here in Mesa as there's been a threat of rain all day long. Drizzled down here early this morning and rained overnight. But still nice, you know, the grass is green, no tarp, and the wind blowing in from right field. So if you know Wrigley Field, you got the feeling of being here. Mick Gillespie joins us, and Mick is the voice of the AA Tennessee Smokies for the Chicago Cubs, and Mick is doing the webcast here, and nice enough to share a booth with me today so we could do this broadcast with you. But Mick, you and I have looked over this park the last couple of days, and it's just something gorgeous for a spring training park.
Yeah, they've all kind of become like this now. You know, it used to be that spring training was a throwaway, and you know, guys get out there, the players would come in out of shape, and then they'd work themselves back into shape. And now the guys come in, they're in great shape, and then they have, like, the ballparks with all the promotions and everything else that go with it. So it feels a lot like a minor league, maybe a triple-A game. And they advertise them like that, and the fans show up like that. So the ballparks have followed, and this is just a wonderful facility.
Yeah, but no ivy.
No, not yet. I mean, I'm sure there's probably somewhere that'll be here in the future, but it takes years to grow.
Come on,
that
they
ivy.
Could at least paint it on the wall. Or do you know, paint it on there, something to give me a little ivy. If they did that, I'd say, wow, they really put something together. We're here getting ready for the Cubs and the Giants. Matt Cain and Travis Wood are the starting pitchers today. The Giants, you'll see DePaulo, you'll see Flores in the game today. Those are two to listen to for me. They've shown something down here in spring training already. As these instructors walk across the field, and one is Jeff Kent, and believe it or not, Barry Bonds will be here as an instructor in the camp. And I'm sure on our post-game show we'll talk about that today. Mick, you're here. It's a great opportunity for you. Doug Greenwald does this for the Giants to do these games on the webcast. And you're close to, you know, obviously to being in a major leaguer. You got the capability to do it. It's just a question of a break. But I think for the fans who listen, put into words what a thrill and how important it is for you to do these games vis-a-vis going back and sitting there in Huntsville, Alabama, doing a game, and what this means to you.
I mean, this is it, you know. For me, as far as baseball goes, you get here, and this is the top of the ladder, this spring training broadcast. We had some phone line issues a couple of days ago, and it's like, well, heck, we got 23 games, so we need to get these phone lines right. And, you know, we treat them, at least I do, like it is the major leagues, because for me, it's, you know, it's a chance to be around the big league team.
All right, and now what is the difference? Now, again, Doug Greenwald was on with me years ago and talked about the AAA, broadcasting a AAA. And, yeah, I'll tell you privately, I always had this bucket list thing. I'd like to do a season of what you do. I really would. Put me in the Sally League or somewhere for a year. I'd love the feeling of doing a game every day and describing it for the fans. I really still would like to do that. What's it like showing up, putting the broadcast together? You don't have to sell ads. I don't know. Maybe you do. But what's it like being a broadcaster in the AA level?
Well, you get to know the players differently than you do in the big leagues because you spend so much time with them. You know, you're on the bus. And I don't ride the bus as much as I did when I first got into this. I like to drive, I guess, at this point now. But you're around them a lot more on an intimate level. When I walk into the clubhouse here at the major league level, I have a different friendship with the players because, you know, we all kind of came up together. We know about what the bad Huntsville locker room's like, you know, which is one of the worst ballparks that I've ever seen, you know, and it's actually the last year they're going to have a team in Huntsville. They're moving to Biloxi and going to a new facility like this, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, you're in like kind of like a concrete bunker there, and it's 100 degrees, and the air condition doesn't work, and you know, there's not enough food for the players. You know, there's those situations. Then you have places like this where you go in and it's a fantastic facility and there's a lot of fans. The good thing for me is that being in Tennessee as a radio broadcaster, I'm on a really, really good station, the top-ranked sports station, most listened-to sports station in Tennessee, the Sports Animal. It's the Tennessee Volunteers flagship, and that puts a different pressure on me. I mean, I'm trying to convince our local fans that they don't need to listen to Cincinnati. They don't need to listen to Atlanta. They need to listen to the Smokies.
Okay.
And so you have to, as a broadcaster, figure out different ways to interest people. I mean, I think the Giants have the best – they have the best broadcaster in John Miller, and you guys all do. And I told you this. I listen a lot because our game's over and you guys are in the third inning to Giants games. And then they catch you on the weekends. So it's a thrill being here right now. There's a lot more to it than just talking about the game. You know, you want to tell people who is the guy at first base. You know, who's the guy underneath the hat? You know, what got them to this point and what's going to take them to the next point? You know, for some players, Double A is their last stop. And they could be pretty good at Double A, but it's just not going to translate into the big leagues. So you try to explain that. So you're trying to interest people to nine innings of a game with players that they really don't know that well.
All right.
So you have to know all the – you just have to – it becomes a little bit of talk radio at times. But the game's always the focus, and I think as long as you're doing that, and you get to this level, and it's more game, you know, because people want to just – they care about the game more.
Well, you can tell he's excited being here today. I thought I just saw some lightning above as the Giants – more of the club is now coming across the field, so the other bus must have gotten here. Nick Gillespie is with us. He broadcasts the Tennessee Smokies, a Double-A team for the Chicago Cubs. All right. Now, this will interest me. Nuts and bolts. Do you have to – drag your own equipment around? You got to set it up yourself? Do you have an engineer? I've been doing this since 1996, and believe me, I do it. I have beer can here today helping, and Raff and Pecan and people help me all the time. But essentially, it's my responsibility to get this stuff together.
Yeah, you know what I've learned is that at a young age that if you had the ball, that you always played, you know? And so everything that the Cubs are using today for the Cubs.com cast and everything that I use, whether I'm working for the Smokies, I do games for the University of Alabama on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, it's always my stuff. Everything's mine. I bought all the stuff, and so, yes, I set it all up. I don't have an engineer, and hopefully I'll get to the point where, you know, you do have an engineer like Matt Bolts, who works for WGN and the Cubs, where he comes in and handles all that. So I could sell all my stuff to some other young guy and then, you know, move along. But, no, right now I set up a lot. The good thing about the Southern League is that, if you can believe this, the series are five games. So it's set up and then tear down, but it's only once, you know. Like here in spring training, I'll set up and tear down 23 times maybe. I haven't looked at the schedule. Sometimes you have back-to-back days at home and you don't have to do it, but at least 20 times I'll probably be setting this stuff up. And you know, we both got here really early. It takes a long time to put it all together.
Trust me, I know the drill. Everything I do is like this. So nice to have you on the show. Now, you don't have a Tennessee accent. Beer Can has a Tennessee accent, but you don't. Where'd you grow up?
Well, I'm from Baltimore, and accent speaking, a couple years ago, I asked Len Casper, who you had on the show and who's the Cubs TV voice, what are some things I need to do to be a big leaguer? What do I need to do to get better? And he said, you got to get rid of your accent. So I hired an accent coach.
Really?
And worked really, really hard. And when I go back and listen to my tapes from 2009, before I started working on the accent and now the biggest difference is just the accent. You know, it still sounds – there's a lot of changes that you make as a broadcaster, you know, and you try to get better. And Ken Korak, you know, the A's voice, he says it best. You know, you always want to keep to the basics, you know. And in broadcasting, there's an organization that you follow, believe it or not. And you do that, but that accent, and I'm glad you said that's a big compliment because, you know, at $150 an hour, I feel like I got my money's worth.
So what is it? What do you got now?
I can get by not sounding regionalized. There is always
because came from the Baltimore area.
There's always going to be a little Baltimore in there.
Okay.
I don't think I'll ever totally be able to get rid of that. But you know, it's okay to have a little bit of it.
When you go to Biloxi, you'll sound like Dizzy Dean. there's nothing wrong with that.
Who was from Mississippi?
That's
by
correct.
The way.
He certainly was, and sung the old Wabash Cannonball. You ever sing out the window?
No, you know, I've done it a couple of times. Like somebody didn't show up, and they went, you know, hey, would you do it? And but I guess to me, you know, I don't want to be a character. I just want to be like I kind of like being behind the scenes a little bit more than being in front of them. And I've started to do more television lately, but it's the same thing there. It's all about the game, you know. And in this day and age, you know, sometimes I wonder with some of the national guys, hey, did they realize that I really don't care about what their golf game is? I want to know what happened in that particular game. So I'm old school in that aspect. And, you know, it's the guys down there wearing their uniforms that people right now are listening for. They want to know about those guys. So I try to give it that
great
tone.
Story. Great story. I'm glad to have you on. I've enjoyed sharing the booth with you. I'll be back in a post game after you do the webcast today. So.
And one thing, too, is if you want to hear some Marty, he's our guest for our pregame show today. See,
it's the way it works. This is what happened. All right, Mick Gillespie, you can tune him in, I assume, on the Internet somewhere.
Yeah, Cubs.com and the MLB Advanced Media app. But you guys have a great broadcast over there. Maybe just squeeze over for a second.
All right.
And just say hi to us before you go back to Hall of Fame broadcaster John Miller.
In Knoxville, Tennessee. All right, more coming up right here on KMBR 680. Alex Pavlovich. His junior season, he was Rookie of the Year, Sophomore of the Year. He's back with us, Bay Area Newspaper Group. We'll get his perspective on the Giants right after this on the Sports Leader.